No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on The Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192. And give telemedicine a try today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good
today. Sparkman High School Theater, located in Harvest, Alabama, is comprised of students who excel in all areas of the theater, and each year the Sparkman Theater produces a large-scale theatrical production. Participating in theater helps students build confidence, learn how to work as a team, and apply those skills to real-world scenarios. Right now, I have on the line with me Stephanie Westmoreland. She is co-president of the Sparkman High School Theater Boosters at Sparkman High School. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Stephanie.
Thank you so much for having me today. I appreciate it so much.
Glad to have you. We're in the middle of the Peter and the Starcatcher play. It started on the 21st and it's going through the 31st at the Sparkman Fine Arts Center. That sounds exciting.
It is. It's an exciting time, not only for the students, but for the entire school as well. As everyone knows, we've come out of a very trying year, 2020, and 2021, we're still, you know, going through so many trying times as well. So it's exciting for our school. It's exciting for our students that we were able to produce our show and to bring a show that's safe, not only for our cast members, but for also our patrons that will be in our audience as well.
Very good. You talked about this new facility that is available for these drama students that wasn't there before.
Absolutely not. And so that's a huge win, again, not only for our school, but for our program as well. In past years, any time that we needed to do or wanted to do a performance, we had to get very resourceful on where to find a location to do that. One of our big events every year is our spring musical. So what we've done in past years is we've been able to rent the BBC Playhouse, which has been wonderful for us. It's been a great facility, but that also presents challenges of financially being able to fund that. So this year, having our brand new facility provided to us that the school board has so graciously provided that to us, and the school has done that as well, the school administration, the school board, everyone involved in that. So we're so thankful to have this brand new, it's a beautiful facility, and we're just so thankful that we just have the opportunity not only to be able to be in this Performing Arts Center, but just to be able to put on a show is just a huge win for us.
Well, you're with the Drama Boosters. What has been the response of the young people when it comes to this new theater?
There is a huge responsibility. It takes takes a village. It takes a huge number of people to put on a show, and it is so rewarding to see a show from the ground up, from just selecting the show that you're going to do and then taking it from there to the final production. The students are very involved. They're involved in set design. They're involved in lighting. They're involved in sound, all kinds of things. And that's one of the things that's so wonderful about theater is that it's a family and there's jobs for everyone. And so you always have people that they find their role and they find their comfort zone. And so if you feel comfortable being out front on the stage, there's a place for that. If you feel more comfortable working behind the scenes, there's also a place for that. And that's one thing about theater is it's a huge family event. It's just a family in and of itself. And it's neat to watch these students, especially the newer students or the ones that are just entering the program, come in, find their roles, and then just go after that, and just they dig in, and they're just hands-on, and they love it. And in fact, a lot of times at the practices, the performances, you will actually hearing them asking their teacher to give them more, give them feedback, and so they're super excited about, again, just being able to bring this to the stage, and it's just an amazing experience to watch it totally from the ground up.
Of course, we've had challenges when it comes to bringing people together for any event. Folks at Spartman have figured out how to do this in a safe way.
We have, and that's actually one of the things that we are most proud of, is among other things. And again, with COVID-19, all the challenges, first of all, we've haven't been on a stage in almost a year. The students have not. So it's been a long time for them, but we understand. And we understand that the time and the situation and the pandemic that we're in. So obviously at the top of our concern is keeping everyone safe, not only our cast members, but also our audience members as well. So we have gone and we have taken extra precautions to provide that safe atmosphere for all. In fact, our teacher, Cody Carlson, once he started in the fall planning for our shows and our season, we did not know what our season was going to look like. So we've had to shift here and there, which is totally fine. But he began researching in the beginning what kind of mask could these actors use? As we all know, a lot of times when you're wearing masks, it can be hard to understand, not just because you're wearing a mask, but most people are visual, so they are accustomed to understanding by reading lips as someone speaks. So he was able to find masks that are clear. So not only are you going to be able to hear the students, then you're also going to be able to see those mouth movements as well. So that does help provide a better understanding. Another thing that we've done is we are only selling at 20% capacity. Our theater in and of itself will seat 800 total, which is fabulous. So 20% will roughly put us at about 160 tickets that we are available to sell for each show. We have minimized handling anything, or just minimize the amount of exposure from handling things. For example, on that, all of our tickets are sold online. So the ticketing software does social distancing. So it will socially distance all the parties away from the other guests. So all ticket sales are online. And so when you purchase those tickets, you will buy whoever is in your group all at one time. And what it will do is it will take those seats and it will separate those out from other patrons buying seats so that we are able to maintain that social distancing as well. In addition, all of our actors wear masks. All of our patrons will wear masks as well. All of our audience members will wear masks. Everyone wears masks. We have sanitizing stations set up as well to keep that safe. And then we are not selling concessions for this, just to prevent minimized lines and exchanging of money. And lastly, a program that we would normally hand out to patrons as they're coming in to see our shows, those are actually now all virtual. So we've been able to create that. And so when you come into our facility, you will see those signs posted, and you just scan that QR code with your smartphone and it pops up. And so again, we're trying to provide the, trying to get these students back on the stage and the lights on and the curtains up, but at the same time, our safety and for everyone involved is at the utmost top of our list.
Right now, we're talking to Stephanie Westmoreland. She's co-president of the Spartman High School Theater Boosters at Spartman High School, the Spartman Senators Theater, and this event that is taking place currently as they present Peter and the Starcatcher. It started on the 21st and it goes to the 31st. Stephanie, if it's okay, we'll take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll talk about how people can get tickets, how they can connect with Spartman Senators Theater and this theater group.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we continue to talk to Stephanie Westmoreland. We're talking about Spartman High School over in Harvest, Alabama, and their theater group. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
This is Emma Grace Faradelli, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. I am a 12-year-old self-esteem rising ambassador for the Hans Family Foundation. I really hope you get to check them out. And don't ever forget, confidence is a superpower.
Daddy knows he's waiting,
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. We have been talking to Stephanie Westmoreland in Harvest, Alabama about the Sparkman High School Theater Group, and we're sharing about the event that's taking place right now, Peter and the Starcatcher. It's taking place at the beautiful Sparkman Senators Theater. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Stephanie.
Thank you so much.
So when we talk about what has typically been the tradition for Sparkman here over the past couple of years, I would say, is that they've been able to raise funds upwards of $30,000 each year. This theater program is self-funded. How has that affected the program financially over 2020 when it's been a little harder to be able to have funding?
Exactly. That's a wonderful question. And with the fact that school has been, we started out some face-to-face and we went virtual, now we're in a hybrid situation, that has presented some challenges. One of the things that we've been able to do is for this show here is just to be smart with our budget and just put things, put those funds to where we are just maximizing every bit of that we can. The students do have to pay production fees for our shows, so that funding comes from them. We do have some sponsors, some outside sponsors, but we are always looking for anyone who is interested in sponsoring our shows, anyone who is interested in being a season sponsor, anyone who is interested, and like I said, in just, if they want to sponsor a student, that is so much appreciated because we are pretty much self-funded. So we do appreciate those donations that we get, and we would love to provide anyone with that information if they would be interested in sponsoring a student or if they would be interested in sponsoring a show or any kind of sponsorship for our program would be so much appreciated.
It sounds like at Sparkman High School, they have a very talented director in Cody Carlton.
We do. We are very fortunate to have him with us this year. He comes to us from the Gadsden area, and he has a very extensive profile as far as acting, as far as education. We are just so fortunate and so blessed to have him. The students have already learned so much from him this year, and his energy and his enthusiasm is so contagious. And we are just so blessed to have him, and he has just been a huge asset to our program this year.
When we're talking about 10th through 12th graders, and they've had to, as you say, go through virtual learning or this hybrid program, and them to be able to come mm-hmm. to school and to work with each other and to be able to have that interaction has to be special, just as with any activity that students can get together and be able to live a normal school life, which I don't even know what that is anymore.
Exactly. I think so many people are in that same boat with you. When we talk about getting back to normal, we have to ask ourselves, what is normal anymore? So it's one of those things I noticed quickly on, and that, we're all connected. We're all connected to our phones. We're all connected to social media. We're all connected. And so, especially teenagers, if you watch them, they're always on their phones. Some of us grown-ups, we're always on our phones too, but especially teenagers, you'll watch them. This one thing I quickly learned once things shut down is how much we do need that human interaction. It's great to be able to connect to people from around the world or from around our community, in a minute's notice when we need to with our technology. But I think that's probably one thing that all of us have learned through this whole shutdown process is that we do, each of us, require some level of human interaction, whether it's small, whether it's big, whatever that is. So that is one thing that we've been blessed that these students have been able to get back together and perform, again, in a safe way. They've been having practices all along. We didn't know when we would get to put on a show, but they've just been preparing all along as if the show was going to be able to go on. But at the same time, they've been pretty resilient and flexible, as well as, at the last minute, hey, we're not going to be able to do this, but maybe in the future we can do that. So we didn't have any activities really in the fall. So once Christmas break was over and then we heard that the show was going to be a reality, It just gave them a whole new sense and a whole new boost of energy and just a sense of let's dig in and let's get this done. And if you ever interview and talk to these theater students, that's one of the things that you will hear the most is how it is a family. And they will talk about how the group is so welcoming. And I just think that's so important, especially to teenagers and young people today, is just to find your place. And that's one thing that I enjoy seeing them is them going in there, and sometimes they may start out in a role. they may end up in a different role because along the way they may find something that they like to do better or something that they want to improve their skill set on. So it's just really neat to watch them and just watch their excitement and enthusiasm. And it's hard to be around them and not smile and laugh because it is so contagious.
The play that's currently taking place and will take place through January the 31st is Peter and the Starcatcher, and it's based on the character Peter Pan. Tell people what you can about this play and get them interested in wanting to go.
Absolutely. So if anyone has ever heard the story of Peter Pan, and I know a lot of us growing up, whether hearing the story or seeing the Disney movie, whatever, you know, whatever your connection is to the Peter Pan story, this is actually the prequel to that. So it kind of gives you some explanation about some things that, you know, once you see Peter Pan, you're like, oh, that's how that happened, or that's why that's the way it is. So it's a prequel to Peter Pan, and it will tell the story of Neverland, and we have pirates, we have mermaids, we have the orphan boys, and it involves an apprentice star catcher, and her name is Molly Astor. And she meets these three orphan boys, and they embark on a sea voyage with a trunk full of magical star stuff. And then along the way, she learns the meaning of growing up while a nameless boy and his friends, they establish their home in a timeless place of childhood dreams. I really feel like even though it's the story, she's a young girl. And so I just feel like it's a story that all people can relate to. It has a beautiful message at the end, and I'm not going to spoil it. But I just think it's one of those things. I think it's just one of those things that people of all ages can relate to. And there's one tagline in the show that just sticks with me. And the line is to have faith is to have wings. And if there's, you know, again, going back to this past year, it's just one of those things that, you know, for me personally, you know, faith is just one of those things. Like sometimes we can't see the bigger picture of things, but, you know, sometimes we just have to have faith and go with that. And just, you know, it is freeing that we can just have faith and not have to worry about things. But this is one of the beautiful lines that I love from the show. And I just hope anyone that can, that, you know, feels like that they can come to our show, I just hope they will come and see it for themselves. This week, we will pick back up with our show on January 28th, which will be this coming Thursday. So we'll have one show on Thursday and one show on Friday. So the show times for Thursday and Friday will be 7 p.m. Saturday, which is the 30th, we will have two shows that day. We'll have an afternoon show at 2 p.m. and an evening show at 7 p.m. And then Sunday, which will be January 31st, we will wrap it up. It'll be our final performance for this show, and that will be at 2 p.m. as well.
As we move forward into the spring, Beauty and the Beast is scheduled from March 11th to the 21st. That should also be interesting to people through the Spartman Fine Arts Center. Tell people, Stephanie, how they can connect with the theater group through social media, how they can order tickets, the website, all the information you'd like to share.
Sure. So, yes, we are already getting ready for Beauty and the Beast. So once this show ends, we're just rolling right into the next one. In fact, the students have already started rehearsing for Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast will run March 11th through the 21st. All the ticket information, tickets are not on sale yet. I've had several people ask me for tickets, and it's coming. So all of our tickets for our shows, again, you can only buy them online. It will be at our website, and that's sparkmantheater.com. And it will give you all the ticket information. Again, we are doing everything as safe as possible, so you can pick your seat. Where you want to sit, and it allows you to do that. It allows you to see the layout of the auditorium. I've been in all parts of that auditorium. I can't find one bad seat in there. But show tickets will go on sale soon for Beauty and the Beast. Right now, we are rolling into our second week of Peter and the Starcatcher. We open on January 21st, and again, as you said, the show will run through the 31st. So this week we will have shows January 28th, 29th, 30th, and the 31st. For this show, the ticket prices are set at $20 premium, and that's the center floor section. Again, you can find every bit of this on our website. It's $12 for students and $16 for adults. And we have a prominent presence on social media, and so our Facebook page is Sparkman High School Theater. We would love for you to connect with us on Facebook. Follow us. there. Also, we are on Twitter, and we're also on Instagram as well. So you can find all the information on our Facebook page. You can find it on our website. And if you cannot find the answer that you need, feel free to email us and reach out to us, and we will be happy to provide you with that information. So all of that will be there. And watch our, again, watch our social media, because we will be releasing dates soon on how or when tickets will go on sale for Beauty and the Beast. So that's coming up. We're super excited about this show. We're super excited about rolling into Beauty and the Beast. And it's, we are just happy that the lights are on, the curtain is up, and we are able to perform a show.
People can also subscribe, and they will be updated on when events will take place. If they go to SparkmanTheater.com, they can scroll down to where it says subscribe today, submit your email, and then you'll get regular email blasts on when events are taking place.
Absolutely.
Well, Stephanie Westmoreland, I'm excited for these young people and the opportunity they have to put on this play. We're excited about the opportunity that you have to be in this new facility. That's great for them. Peter and the Starcatcher, we need some positives. We need some things that help us to be hopeful, and this sounds like it's something that's very positive and hopeful for these young people and parents who get to enjoy watching their kids in the play.
It sure is. I think that wraps it up and says it all right there, and you're absolutely right. We need something positive. And again, just watching these young people just out there and doing these positive things, it is very encouraging, and it's very uplifting for all.
Folks, we have been talking to Stephanie Westmoreland. She's co-president of the Spartman High School Theater Boosters, and they just opened the show that will run through the 31st. We're excited about that opportunity for them. If you're not in North Alabama, if you're not close enough to Spartman High School in Harvest, Alabama, I encourage you to think about activities that are going on in your community. Do it safely, and to still connect with people in the best way we know how. You know that here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire each other. I hope that this is inspiring and encouraging to you. If it is, I hope that you'll share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family. Let them know about The Mark White Show. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. I'd love to have you follow me there and keep track of what we're trying to do to make a difference in our communities. We've enjoyed this conversation today, and I wish all the Spartman High School Theater members well as they continue to put on this performance. You've been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I love the dear hearts and gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit.
You are my sunshine. Only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation can help save 4 COVID patients. So if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Before we close out the show, I would like to welcome my newest sponsor, Boutique Air. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, flying out of Muscle Shoals to Atlanta, Nashville, and now to Pensacola. You can book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Please let them know that you appreciate their support by going to like Boutique Air MSL on Facebook. Again, we appreciate Boutique Air for being a sponsor of The Mark White Show.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.